The List with Jonathan Knight on Kix 101.1. Entertainment news from the Sunset Strip to Nashville's Music Row.
Welcome to The List. I'm Jonathan Knight. Well, NASCAR lost a legend yesterday, and fans are still trying to process it. Kyle Busch has reportedly died at just 41 years old after what NASCAR called sudden and severe illness. Just weeks ago, he was still battling through races while sick, even asking for medical help over the radio mid-race. Dale Earnhardt Jr. called him one of the greatest drivers in NASCAR history. And honestly, even the people who yelled at their TV every Sunday, they probably agree. Tim McGraw is already warming up to the party bus for the 2030 Super Bowl in Nashville. He says Music City is about to throw the biggest Super Bowl bash fans have ever seen. And I think Broadway can barely survive a random Tuesday night right now. Add football fans, cowboy boots, and tequila shots. I think a pedal tavern already exploded. Nashville hears Super Bowl and immediately said, "Hold my beer." Britney Spears apparently tried the world's weirdest DUI negotiation tactic back in March. Reports say she invited the officers to her house for lasagna and swimming instead of, you know, arrest stuff. Well, imagine trying to explain that in the police report. And lastly, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert officially wrapped up after 11 years last night, with Paul McCartney closing things out. Bryan Cranston, Paul Rudd, Ryan Reynolds, Elvis Costello, and every late-night host showed up for the farewell. That's your entertainment news from the Sunset Strip to Nashville's Music Row. I'm Jonathan Knight, and that's The List on Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1.